This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Western Illinois University recently went through a major reorganization of its employees. The shakeup was part of an effort to reclassify job titles and positions ahead of university layoffs. Western Illinois University recently went through a major reorganization of its employees. The shakeup was part of an effort to reclassify job titles and positions ahead of university layoffs. Western employs around 1,600 people. University numbers released last fall show 39% of those jobs were classified as civil service. Jeff Brownfield, the executive director of the State University's civil service system, says that figure should be higher. According to state statute, all university positions should be civil service, with only a few exceptions to that rule. Board of Trustees members, the university president, all vice presidents, faculty members, student workers, and principal administrative employees. Brownfield says it's that administrative exception that is the most confusing, and where his organization found a number of people who were wrongly classified.
What has happened again over time is we have had a situation where there has been almost kind of a substitution of terms of principal administrators versus academic professionals, which they oftentimes are called on all of our campuses, including Western Illinois University, as opposed to a principal administrator, which is really what the statute requires, is that these positions should be administrators of the campus, not professionals that are working on day-to-day projects. So we have hundreds of classifications that are professional classifications in areas of accounting and human resources, business management, a laundry list, financial aid, and so on. Those are the kinds of positions that are all professional positions. That's where some of the difficulty has come, is taking some of those high-level professional positions, high-knowledge professional positions, and removing them from the civil service statute, which was never intended.
You're now working through to get these reclassified as civil service. Is there a deadline to when that needs to be accomplished?
We are working with all of our campuses. We had a revised procedure that was put into place on October 1st of 2018. There is not a specific date of when positions have to be converted. It is an ongoing process. I think as most people can understand, we have very large institutions like the University of Illinois at Urbana or University of Illinois Chicago. We also have very small institutions like Chicago State University. And so certainly there is really no way to have kind of a one-size-fits-all or a absolute drop-dead date for the conversions of positions.
At Western, the reclassification happened pretty quickly. I think most positions were contacted the Saturday before MLK Day, asking for job descriptions and duties and responsibilities by the middle of the week. And then we had reclassification notices go out February 1st. What's driving that?
So our understanding for the situation at Western Illinois University is there is some projected budget shortfalls. And the concern that we have had, not only with Western, but again with our other employers, is making sure that if positions were designated incorrectly, so were designated as principal administrators when they should have been civil service, that those positions are moved to civil service as quickly as possible so that those employees would have the obligations that are required of civil service employment, but also then the benefits or the protections that are also provided from civil service employment should there be the layoffs that I think unfortunately seems to be the writing on the wall from what our understanding is. So it has moved more quickly here at the Western Illinois University than it has at some of our other campuses because of that fact.
Western has announced that cost-saving measures, including layoffs, will be announced on March 1st. And you're saying that there's protections that civil service employees get that other classifications don't in the event of a layoff?
So for civil service employees, again, there are a set of obligations and then there's a set of rights. And some of the rights, which I believe you're asking about, is civil service employees are allowed to accumulate seniority. And should there be a layoff, those positions that have more seniority, those employees in those positions that have more seniority, may be allowed to exercise their seniority rights, or bump is kind of the term most people associate with that, to a position or to an employee that would have less seniority than they would within their classification. The one distinction that we have to make sure that we understand is that when we talk about seniority, it's within your classification, within your occupational area. This is not seniority that is campus-wide or university-wide.
Another benefit potentially being the ability to be called back if a position opens up in that area in the future?
That's correct. So if a person does lose their job and is laid off, they go on what is called in our system called a reemployment register. And you are put on that register based on your seniority in the classification. So if 3 months later, 6 months later, for that matter, 3 years later, a position is vacant, through our statute and our rules, the Human Resources Office will contact that person that was laid off and will inquire if they would like to have a job back within their class. Again, this does not necessarily mean the exact job they left. It means a job within their classification.
One downside potentially being, though, that a layoff notice period for a civil service employee is shorter than that of what academic professionals receive. With civil service, you only get those 30 days versus potentially a few months.
There's not a lot I can answer for you as far as for the principal administrative appointments, as far as what kinds of rights that they may have, because they're exempt from civil service. We're not party to those agreements or contracts. I certainly have heard that that's the case. So I just would hate to comment on it from a factual basis. I will, from a factual basis, tell you, though, from a layoff standpoint, you are granted and guaranteed a minimum of a 30-day notice before you are laid off from your position.
That is Jeff Brownfield, the executive director of the State University Civil Service System. He recently visited Western Illinois University to answer questions from employees who have been reclassified. In all, 179 positions were reclassified to civil service out of the 270 that were reviewed.